Okay, so we're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel with Beis towards the end of the Amud. This is six lines into the wide lines. Omar li Rish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, everybody has it? Six lines into the wide lines.
It's a star.
Okay. Omar li Rish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Meheicha ko yafus lo. Where are you learning it from? The din of Prisha on Yom Kippur. Mimiluim. You're learning it from Miluim. Right? Just like in Shiva Simei Miluim, there was a din Prisha Shiva Yomim before the Avayid of the Shemini. So on Yom Kippur, there's a din of Shiva Yomim, Prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Right? That's the Mekoy of Rabbi Yochanan to the first mission of the Masechta. Right? So Rish Lakish is asking him a kasha on his Mekoy. If that's the source of this din by Yom Kippur, Frekt Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Miluim Kol HaKosuv Behem Me'akev Behem, Af Hochanami Kol HaKosuv Behem Me'akev Behem. By Miluim, there's a rule that the Gemara is going to talk about later, that all the dinim that the Torah says about the Miluim, yeah, the different Avaidis, the different Pratim, is all ikuva. It has to be dafko in this way, and if you don't do it this way, it's me'akiv the mitzvah. You're not yoytze, yeah. So, which means that also the din prisha that was there by the miluim, the prisha shiva siyamim, was also not only a mitzvah lechatchila, but it was a din leikuva. Dehainu, if Aaron ubanov would not do the prisha 7 days before the Shemini Lemiluim, so they wouldn't be able to do the avaida. It would be me'akim in the avaida. It's not just lechatchila. You have to be poivish. Yeah, that's the pasuk, right? That says that the din prisha of the miluim, right? That's the pasuk that says upesach oyel moed teishvu yomim v'layla shivas yomim. So what if they wouldn't do it, or they wouldn't do all the 7 days? They would stay home. So then they wouldn't be qualified for doing the avodah on the Shemini. It's not just they didn't do the mitzvah, but it would be me'akiv the whole thing. Therefore, Zokt Rish Lakish, if that's where the din prisha of Yom Kippur is also coming from, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, so the same thing should be, the same rule should apply by Yom Kippur also, that if the Kohen Gadol, what if the Kohen Gadol wasn't Pivish Shiva Yom before Yom Kippur? So not only he didn't do what he was supposed to, he didn't do the mitzvah, it's going to be me'akiv da'avayda. He won't be kosher for da'avayda Yom Kippur, because he's missing the condition, the t'nai le'ikuva of the prisha. Yeah, so that's basically what he's saying. You can have a din that is just only a mitzvah l'chadchila, you can have a din that is le'ikuva. It depends where you're coming from. If your mekayr is from a le'ikuva dikad din prisha of the miluim, So by Yom Kippur should also be Likuva. Elamai, v'chitei mehochinami. Maybe it's takazoi. Rabbi Yochanan could answer. I hold that if your Kohen Gadol won't do the prisha before Yom Kippur, so he won't be able to do the avodah. Maybe it's taka true. What's the kasha? Frekt Rish Lakish, v'hotnan umaskinin loikoyen acher, v'loikotani mafrishim. Very interesting raya Rish Lakish brings. It says in the first Mishnah, after the din prisha, it also we had a din of maskinin loy koyin acher tachtov shema yevel ipsul. Right, so we put aside another koyin just in case some kind of a psul happens to the koyin gadol, so he's going to have a substitute, a malamokin. Right, now that substitute, that koyin acher, it just says that you set him aside for this just in case, but it doesn't say mafrishim about him. I know about him. We don't have a din prisha that he also has to be payrish shivas yomim. Now, the whole purpose of him, the Kohen Acher, is in case he's going to be necessary for replacing the Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol, and the Avodas Yom Kippurim, right? So what happens? If a Psul Taka happens to the original Kohen Gadol, and we have to replace him with the Kohen Acher, how could we replace him with the Kohen Acher? The Kohen Acher didn't have a Prisha Sheva 7 days, so how would he be kosher l'Avodas Yom Kippurim? Mikan Raya Zokt Vish Lokish, that the Din Prisha of Avodas Yom Kippur is not Leikuvo, it's a Mitzvah L'Chatchilo. So the original Kohen Gadol does it, but the Kohen Acher is just in case. So for him, we're not makpid on this mitzvah. It's just in case it's going to be necessary. Something happens, so he's going to do the avodah without the prisha. It's not likuva. I in miluim is likuva. You see, Rish Lakish, when he's asking his kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, all this back and forth is Rish Lakish talking. Rish Lakish is trying, to find the teretz, to defend Rabbi Yochanan, and then he's being doichet. Yeah, that's what you ask a kasha on Somesh Tukul Toivo. Yeah, you're supposed to have it worked out. All the possible terutzim. Yeah, and why won't it work? So, he's saying, maybe you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah says maskinim lekoyin acher, the word maskinim means mafrishim. Dehainu. How could that make sense? Maskini means loshen takono, yeah, tikkun. That you're fixing a kohen acher thing. But if we say that the hafrasha, the prisha, is leikuvon da avoido, in other words, the only way for a kohen to be ready for avodas Yom Kippur is if he has the prisha in advance. So maybe when the Mishnah says maskinim, itaka means, yeah, as part of the maskinim that we also are being mafreshim. Yeah, we're taka putting him. Yeah, we're sending him to the Lishka also, to the Lishka's Sanhedrin, together with the original Kohen Gadol, because that's the only way he's going to be ready. Maybe that's all included in the Lashna Mishnah. And we taka do it for both. Frekt Rish Lakish, lisnei oy idi ve'idi maskinin, oy idi ve'idi mafrishim. If the word maskinim also means mafrishim, like you would suggest, so how come the Mishnah is changing the words? About the original Kohen Gadol, it says mafrishim, and about the Kohen Acher, it says maskinim. Either it should say about both of them mafrishim, yeah, mafrishim Kohen Gadol, and then also mafrishim Kohen Acher. Yeah, you need two Kohanim to have the pre-show, just in case. Or the Mishnah should use the Lashon maskinim for both of them. Maskinim, imelo, includes also the Afrasha. So you should say maskinim about both of them. Why is the Mishnah changing the Lashon? So the fact the Mishnah is changing the Lashon, we're starting off with Mafrishim, and then which about the original Kohen Gadol, and then we change to Maskinim about the Kohen Acher, Vaistois, the Kohen Acher doesn't need the Hafrasha as part of his preparation, or the Maskinim. He doesn't need Taka the Prisha. Mimei Lokum Tois, Ridacharai, that it's not Likuva. So that's the Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. How come it's not Likuva according to you? It should be Likuva. Because you're coming from Miluim, be Miluim, everything is Likuva. Omar Le Zog di Gimoro, Elomar, so Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Elomar Mehecho Yolif. So where do you learn it from? So we'll see soon. Yeah, what is Rish Lakish answering? So Rish Lakish Taka has a different Mekoyer. Taka has a different Mekoyer for the Din Prisha of Yom Kippur, not for Miluim. Now, in his Mekoyer, yeah, he's coming from somewhere that it's not known to be Likuva. So that's why for him it won't be a problem. Now, before we see what's his Mekoyer, we'll just have to point out, Lamaisa, what's going on here? You have argument here, right? Rabbi Yochanan is learning from Miluim. Rish Lakish is learning from someplace else. Rish Lakish just attacked Rabbi Yochanan's Mekor because of the Kash of the Likuva. What is Rabbi Yochanan and responding to him? And what's your Mekor? You have something better? So Rish Lakish Taka is coming up with something, right? But what about Rabbi Yochanan's Shita? So Rabbi Yochanan gave up on his Mekor. We don't see that he's answering him anything. See, Rabbi Yochanan is just throwing it back to him. And what about you? What's your Mekor? And Rish Lakish Taka has a Mekor that works out. What about Rabbi Yishlokish's Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? And the Gemara never says a teretz on it. So it's interesting. This sugya is coming from the Yushalmi. Yeah, Yushalmi is before the Bavli. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam says Rabbi Yochanan, he's the Mara Dishmaitz of the Yushalmi. So if you look in the Yushalmi, and this is something that is brought down on the Rishonim here, Oif and Nort, the Ritva, the Yushonim, that the Yushalmi Taka says, what's Rabbi Yochanan's answer on this? And I think Taka, the way it's brought down in the Yushalmi also, is not as Rabbi Yochanan directly answering Rish Lakish, but the Yushalmi is asking, nu, so what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this kasha? Like Rabbi Yochanan seems to not be bothered with it so much. He's just saying, okay, so what's Yom Kippur? He's not even trying to defend himself. What's his teretz on it? So the Yushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not such a kasha. The whole kasha is not such a kasha. Why? Because Rish Lakish is coming here with a hanocha. In other words, part of his kasha is based on Rayis. Yeah, he did prove that it's not Likuva that didn't preach on Yom Kippur, right? That's not a hanocha that he bought a riot for, right? But there's part of his kasha that is based on an assumption, on a hanocha. What is hanocha? His hanocha is that if you're coming from a source that is Likuva, which is Miluim, so also the product, which is Yom Kippur, also should be Likuva, right? That's Rish Lakish's hanocha here. If you're learning a din in base, you're learning it from Aleph, so if Aleph is Likuva, also base has to be Likuva, right? That's Rish Lakish's hanocha. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with this whole hanocha. Who said, just because I'm coming from a Mekar that is Likuva, doesn't necessarily mean that the result also has to be Likuva. How does that make sense? So the pshat is, the Rishonim explain, it's Be'etzim, yeah, if you have your Yalfusa Deiraisa, so Lichura, yeah, if you're learning a base from Aleph, so Lichura, it's a copy and paste. Yeah, whatever the rules are by Aleph should also apply to the result, to the base. But the pshat is like this. Yeah, this is Sadakis Dikin Nekuda here. Let's say in our case, there's two ways how to learn it. We could say, it's the whole package deal, the whole Din Prisha, the way it exists on by Miluim, that's what we're applying to Yom Kippur. And then obviously it should be Likuva, just like by Miluim, like Rish Lakish Tainis. Zok to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm not saying the Din Prisha of Miluim, yeah, is I'm applying it to Yom Kippur as it is. No, what I'm doing here is different. I'm saying we find in Miluim that there's a mitzvah of Prisha. There's a mitzvah of Prisha. So I'm kilu dividing it, he's saying. I'm analyzing it. By Miluim, there's kilu two parts. There's a mitzvah of Prisha. That's something that you have to do. You actually have to do before the Yom of the Avodah to do the Prisha Shivas Yomim. And then there's Nachadin, that it's this Prisha is going to be a Tnai Likuva in the Avodah. Right? Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm only taking from the Miluim, the first part, the Etzem Mitzvah, the Etzem Mitzvah of the Prisha. But I'm not learning from there the other part of it, the Din Likuva. Yeah, it's not like one thing. You know, there's two parts here. There's what are you supposed to do, the Maisa Prisha, that's the Mitzvah, that I'm learning from Miluim. Then there's also another part to it by Miluim, that it's that if you don't do it, yeah, so it's going to be Ma'akiv the Avoida. That's not Nachazach, yeah. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, that I'm not taking. I'm only taking from there the Etzem Mitzvah, the Etzem Ma'aseh Mitzvah of the Prisha, but I'm not taking the Tnai Shebai, that it should be a Tnai Likuv and Avoida. That I'm not learning from. I'm only learning from the first part. Yeah, so that's kind of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. You could make a Shpalt, you could only take. Yeah, but part of the Zach, not the whole thing. And Taka the Yushalmi brings examples from different dinim and shas that we find that you could learn, base from Aleph, and one of them is Likuva, and the other one is not. It's not a stira. It doesn't have to be always be the same. If both Likuva, both not Likuva. It's not the way it works. So Yemele Rabbi Yochanan is not so bothered with this whole kasha. Okay. So what's Rish Lakish's mikor? Omar Misinai. You're learning it from Miluim, I'm learning it from Sinai. What's in Sinai? Dichsiv vayishkan kvayd Hashem al har Sinai. Vayichaseyu ha'anon sheishes yomim. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom hashvi. So there's a discussion later in the Gemara about this pasuk of more detailed discussion. At this point, the way Rish Lakish is touching up this pasuk, like Rashi explains, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, before, this is after Matan Torah, before he came in, before he went up to the top of the mountain of Har Sinai for the Arba'im Yom and Arba'im Laila to learn the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there was first days of Perisha that Moshe Rabbeinu has a Hachana for the Arba'im Yom of Har Sinai. So he had to be Pirish mi beisoy, and to stay separate. And the Vayechaseyu Ha'anon is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, Rashi says according to this Mahalach, Shemotzinu shepirish Moshe kodim knisos lemachne hashchina, Vayechaseyu Ha'anon leMoshe. So what is the pasuk describing here? Vayishkan kvayd Hashem al Har Sinai, the Shechina was on the mountain. Vayichaseihu ha'anon sheishes yomim, zokt Rashi, vayichaseihu, what's vayichaseihu leMoshe? The anon covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days, and then vayikril Moshe b'yom hashvi. Yeah, so the hemshich is vayikril Moshe b'yom hashvi mitoy ha'anon. So there's two stages here. Moshe Rabbeinu is going into the anon is covering him, but he's not yet going up to the top of the mountain into the anon of the Shechina for starting the Arba'im Yom, for learning the Torah. So there was 6 days, yeah, in between. 6 days of preparation. Mm-hmm. During those 6 days, he was covered with a cloud, but he didn't go yet to the top of the mountain. Hashem didn't cool him yet for the Arba'im Yom of the Torah. So vayikvel Moshe b'yom hashvi, yeah, on the seventh day after the 6 days passed. So on the seventh day he actually came up to the top of the mountain. So that's the pasuk, the way we're touching it up now. Now what do we see in this? Zokt Rish Lakish michdei ksiv vayikvel Moshe b'yom hashvi, mai sheishes yomim. So what is he saying here? So Taisvis explain that there's extra words here, because if you make a cheshbon, what is the pasuk saying here? The pasuk is saying there was six days of standby, so to speak. Yeah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nishtahinishtah. He was already away from Klai Yisrael, but he wasn't yet called to the top of the mountain, right? So that's 6 days, and that's the veichaseyu ha'anon sheishes yomim. And then it said, when did Hashem actually call him? B'yom Hashvi, in the seventh day, right? So what would be missing if it wouldn't say the words sheishes yomim? When the Gemara is saying, asking, my sheishes yomim, zok taisvis, taisvis shonim, the pshat is sheishes yomim is miyuter. Because the pasuk could just have said, vayichaseyu ha'anon, vayikvel Moshe b'yom Hashvi. What do you have to say, sheishes yomim? We could make the cheshbon without it, yeah, because if it says Moshe Rabbeinu was covered by the cloud and then only on the seventh day Hashem called him, so this means that there was 6 days that he was staying there before Hashem called him, right? Because if it says Beferish that only on the seventh day Hashem called him, right? So there's 6 days. So we know there's 6 days that he didn't call him yet, right? So why does the pasuk have to say 6 days? We know that it's 6 days because you're telling me that Hashem only called him on the seventh day. So we know that before the seventh day, there were 6 days that he didn't call him yet. So that's why the words sheishes yomim are extra in the pasuk miyuter. Mimeila, so vaystays up Rish Lakish, the Torah is saying it for a drasha. It's not necessary for the story, oifenart, but it's available for learning from it a din, a general din. What do we learn from it? Ze banav shekol hanichnos b'machne shchina, taun prishas shisha. Dehainu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu needed a pre-sha of how many days? Sheishes Yomim, it says in the Pasuk, right? 6 days before he went into the Machne Shechino, before he went into the Mokim Shechino on the top of the mountain, right? So too, everybody, we could learn from this a general din, that any time someone goes into the Mokim Shechino, so he needs in advance to be Pirish for 6 days. Yeah? Till now we were talking about 7 days. According to Rish Lakish, we're talking about 6 days, because that's all we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So the 6 days of Prisha. So this is not just how it happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Pshat Vaistas, it's a din. That's why the Torah is leaving extra words here, that you could learn from it at Rosh. There's a din, general din, binyanav, that any time such a thing happens, that someone is supposed to go into Makam Shechino, he needs a Prisha 6 days in advance. Mimeila, that's how we learn the din Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. What's the Shaychis? Because Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he's supposed to go in Lifnai V'Lifnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Mokim Shechina, so that requires him a Prisha of 6 days. Taka the Rashash points out here, usually when we use the term Machne Shechina in Shas, yeah, what does Machne Shechina mean, Rabbi Yisai? You know, usually when you use this term, there's Machne Yisrael, there's Machne Leviya, and there's Machne Shechina, right? Usually, what? No, so that's the point. Usually, Machne Shechina is not Kodesh HaKadoshim. Usually, right. Machne Shechina is the whole Beis HaMikdash. It's called Machne Shechina. Right? That's how it was in the Midbar by the Mishkan, and that's how it is by the Beis HaMikdash L'Doiris. The whole Beis HaMikdash is called Machne Shechina, including the Azara. And then the Harabais, surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, that's already only Machne Leviya. Yeah, and then the whole Yerushalayim is Machne Yisrael. So, but Machne Shechina is not only the Kodesh HaKodashim. Machne Shechina is the whole Beis HaMikdash. Now, avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, you have all year long, not only in the Yom Kippur, right? Here, it sounds like we're saying because there's something special about Yom Kippur, because here there's a new Makim Avoid of Kodesh HaKodashim, which is in a higher Madrega of Kedusha, like the Gemara said before, that this is there's a Kedusha. Yeah, the Gemara said that's the Avodah Tchila B'Makom. So that's what's Mechayiv, the Kohen Gadol, and the Prisha. The Avodah Lifnai V'Lifnim, right? So the Rashash points out, it seems like the Gemara here is using the term Machne Shechina in a different way than it's usually used. Usually Machne Shechina means the Ganze Beis HaMikdash. Here Machne Shechina means the Bazun the Makam Shechina of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, it's like a borrowed term. It's not the regular use of the term, Machne Shechina. So what's the pshat? As the Rashash says, because really, as we know, the real Makam Shechina is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where the Shechina is, by the Oren, by the Kruvim, by the Bein Abadim, right? That's Fush Psukim, that the end, Psukim and Chazals, we know the Makam Shechina is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just in general terms, the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Machne Shechina because it's all part of it. Yeah, since the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is being Misgal, is being Shaiva, so the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Machne Shechina. But really, the ultimate Makam Shechina, the Spitz Makam Shechina, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim because that's where the Shechina actually is. Yeah, the Shechina is not in the whole Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why he's saying you could use the term Machne Shechina specifically about the Kodesh HaKadoshim because that's kilu the Ikr Makam Shechina. And that's what the Gemara here means. So Kol HaNichnas B'Machne Shechina doesn't mean anybody that goes into the Beis HaMikdash, such a person doesn't need a Prisha, because otherwise every Kohen all year long would need a Prisha, every Kohen that is going to do the Avodah, like the Gemara suggested earlier. But rather it means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're going to do Avodah Lifnai V'Lifnim, which is only Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, so then you need Prisha Shisha Yomim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu needed before he went to the Makim Shechina on Har Sinai. Yeah? Tak, it's interesting. The Ramban in Chumash, in the beginning of Parshas Terumah here, Mordechai, there's a Ramban in Chumash. Ramban says, if you look in the beginning of Parshas Terumah, he has like an Akdom, as I says, that the Shechina that was being Mizgala in the Kodesh HaKodoshim on the Aron, Bein HaKruvim, yeah, that's what the Pasha's Tum is talking about, that was Be'etzim, the Ramban says, it was a Hemshich of the Gilui Shechina of Har Sinai. Yeah, the Hainu, first Hashem was Mizgala on Har Sinai, the Shechina was Mizgala on Har Sinai, Yeah, like with the pasuk here, right? Vayishkan kved Hashem al har Sinai, the pasuk Dimor brought down here. And then that Shechina kiviyachol was relocated to the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Hainu, after the Mishkan was built, so the Shechina moved from Har Sinai to the Kodesh HaKodashim. It was the same Gilui Shechina that just was relocated from Har Sinai to the Kodesh HaKodashim. So it's very gishmak, the Gimel, if this Ramban is inside. When the Kohen Gadol is entering the Kodesh HaKodashim, his mam is going into the same Makom Shechina, the same kind of Makom Shechina that Moshe Rabbeinu went into on Har Sinai. Yeah? The same Shechina that was there then on Har Sinai moved to the Kodesh HaKodashim. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu needed a pre-show before of 6 days, so to the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. Now, going back to the original Chakira of Hagoyen v'Benachem Zemba that we keep mentioning here in all these sugyas. Yeah, v'Benachem Zemba has a Chakira. The din pre-show of Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. What's the mechayev of it? Is it because of Kedushas Hayoyim? It's a Yoyim Kodosh, it's a special day. The day has special Kedusha Yom Kippur. That's what's mechayev. Yeah, the Avayda. Obviously it's about the Avayda, yeah, but it's Avayda of... Yeah, why dafko the Kohen Gadol? Everybody has Yom Kippur, right? But the Avaidah, Yom Kippur, which is done by the Kohen Gadol, the reason why it's Mechayiv, a Prisha, is because of the Kedushas HaYoyim. It's an Avaidah of a special day, of a Yom Kodesh of Yom Kippur. Or Dilma, the Mechayiv is Kedushas HaMakoyim. You're going to do on Yom Kippur, you're going to do Avaidah in Kodesh HaKodashim. It's the only day that you're doing the Avaidah in the makim that has the most kedusha, the kedusha kedushim. So that's Nachum Zemba's chakira. What's the mechayev of the din prisha? Is it mitzad the kedusha hayoyim, or is it mitzad the kedusha hamakim? Right. So we spoke about it. Yeah, it came up on different times over the sugyas. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so there's a makim for this chakira. We taka said Rabbi Simcha says also according to Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan that he's coming from the miluim, but it's about kedusha hamakim. However, according to Rish Lakish's Mekard, Rish Lakish is Bechlan not coming from Yiluim, he's coming from Sinai. According to him, what would you say, Rabbi Yisai, about this Chakira? What's the Mechayev? Is it a Kedusha Sayyim, Kedusha Sayyim? Used to be later, though. Is it a Kedusha Sayyim, Kedusha Sayyim? Where is Rabbi Yechon coming? What is Rish Lakish's Drosha? He's saying, Kol hanichnas b'machne shchino ton prisha, right? Ton prisha shisha. So it's obvious that according to Rish Lakish, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rish Lakish, avada the mechayev is the kedushas hamakim. It's a mafushi gemara, right? That's the old sushtil. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu needed prisha before he's going into the makim shchino, so the Kohen Gadol needs a prisha before he goes into the makim shchino. So according to Rish Lakish, avada the mechayev is the kedushas hamakim, not the kedushas hayoyim. There was nothing about the day by Moshe Rabbeinu that was. There was no kedusha in the day that was mechayivit, and the Gemara says lehedya that it's about the machne shchina, right? So the whole chakira is a mokim for this suffix ligabi Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we come from miluim, so in miluim we could declare is it about the kedusha samokim, about the kedusha zman. But according to Rish Lakish, it's lehedya about the kedusha samokim. Yeah, especially Rabbi Rish Lakish says it lehedya. Frag the Gemara. What kind of Makar is this? Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the Amoraim, are coming to give us a Makar for the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Yuma. Shiva Siyayim Kodim Yom HaKippur Machlim Mafishim Kogod Mibaisan. Freg de Gimava Hanan Shivatnan. So what does it help us that you bring us a Makar for Din Prisha of 6 days? The Mishnah says you need 7 days. So that can't explain the Mishnah. If you have a Makar for Moshe Rabbeinu, that you need prisha of 6 days before of Machne Shechina, how does that explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah says more than 6 days, the Mishnah says 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan's Mekoyer from the Miluim was actually 7 days. There it says, Teisha, Pesach, and Moit Teisha, Yom V'Layla, Shivas Yomim. So there the Din Prisha is Taka 7 days. But if you come from Sinai, it's only 6 days. Zogdi Gimara, Masnisin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, he, Dechayish Letumas Beisai. Very interesting teretz. What is Rish Lakish answering? Inachinami. Mitzad, the Mekar that I have here, the din, the Iraisa of whatever, the din, the yafusa from the pasuk, from Sinai, that only teaches us 6 days. So mitzad that, you shouldn't need more. Aye, how come the Mishnah says 7 days? The Mishnah is coming from a different reason. There's a sheet that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro that is choishish for Gzeirat Rabbanon that has nothing to do with it. Russia, from Sinai, from anywhere else. As we mentioned already when we were learning the first Mishnah, there's two things going on in these 7 days. There's a din prisha lelishkas parhedrin. Yeah, we said there's tzvei dinim in this din prisha in the Mishnah. There's a din prisha lelishkas parhedrin. He has to go to be in the Beis Hamikdash and the Habayis in a certain place. And there's another din of mafrishin kohen gadol mi beisoy, which is beisoy zu ishtoy, which means he cannot be with his wife during these 7 days. Right? Now that din is coming from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro that holds that there's another issue here besides official din prisha that is coming from Sukkim. There's also Pashit, a practical Pashash the Rabbanon, that if he's going to be with his wife during the week before Yom Kippur, so maybe something might happen and she's going to be found to be a Nida after he was already with her after a Bia. And then, yeah, Rashi says, Tiridam Bishaz Bia. Yeah, and so he's going to find out too late that he was Boyal Nida B'shoigig. Now, when someone is Boyal Nida, so there's a special tumor of Boyal Nida. Just like Nida has a tumor Shiva Siyamim, also a Boyal Nida has a tumor Shiva Siyamim. And if such a thing is going to happen during the week before Yom Kippur, so now he won't be able to be Tayer on Yom Kippur because he's going to have to wait 7 days. If he's going to be Tomei in Yom Kippur, so he won't be able to do the Avaida. Tomei is not allowed to come in Bechlat to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So he's going to be Pasul Avaida. So for preventing that from happening, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro holds, there's a Nayad in the Rabbanon that he has to be Pirish Me'ishtoi for 7 days. Okay? Zoktri Shlokish.
It's only the Gzeira is only for 1 day.
Exactly. Zoktri Shlokish. It's true that the Mishnah is saying 7 days and Mai Mekor from Sinai only gives us 6 days. But the Mishnah is coming from a different point. The Mishnah is not talking about the 7 days, and the Mishnah is not coming from any drasha. It's a Dindu Rabban, it's a Gzeira de Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro that he's choishish for this chashash of Tumas Ishtoi, of Tumas Nido. And that's why it requires 7 days, because Tumas Bayal Nido, just like Tumas Nido, it's 7 days.
So it's brand new. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro is a brand new, nothing, no connection to...
No connection to Milui, no connection to Sinai. It's not about Psukim, it's not a din, it's not a din Doiraisa, it's not even Asmachta, it's just a Gzeira de Rabbanan, and that's all it is. And that's the 7 days in the Mishnah. So Bekitzes, Akum Tois, according to Ish Lakish, what's going on here? There's Tzvei Bazun de Redim. Like we said already in the Mishnah, just there's an afkamina between these two dinim. There's one din which is a din, the Iraisa Pashtis. Yeah, we learn it from a pasuk of Sinai, and that's the din of that only requires 6 days of prisha, right? It's at the machnis shchina. It's mechayivit, and there's noch a din of a chashash, gzeirat rabban of tumas beis, and that requires 7 days. So when the Mishnah says, at the end of the day, you need a din prisha shiva siyamim, that's because, in addition to the din prisha, the din doiraisa of Yisinai, of Machneshchina, there's also a gzeret rabbanon of Tumas Beisa, which that requires 7 days. So together, lemaisa, you need seven days. So it comes out something interesting. According to Rish Lakish, be'etzem, when you go back to the Mishnah, shiva siyamim, yeah, so be'etzem, these 7 days are made out of two cheshbonos. Yeah, it has in it the 6 days of the din prisha doiraisa of Sinai, right? It yeah, yesh bechlal masayim on it. Within these 7 days, he's also being yaitze the din prisha of 6 days, and also he's adding an extra day for the chashash duva for the gzeira derabbanan of tumas beisoy. Yeah. It's like interesting, according to this, Lichura, just saying over here, Lichura, it comes out, yeah, since these two dinim of the prisha, of the din prisha of yeah, the din prisha as a hachana of the machneshchino, and on the other hand, the din de rabban, the gzeira tumas beisoy, there's a big enough kimino between these two. Besides the number, according to Rish Lakish, that this is 7 days and this is 6 days, there's also a big enough kimino in what kind of prisha is required. B'chla. We already said in the Mishnah, there's two parts in the Mishnah. There's mafishin kain godle mi beisoi, and then it says lelishkas pahedrin. So mi beisoi, the Gemara says later in Daf Vav Taka, and that's the Gemara is applying here, the beisoi is uishtoi. So there's two dinim. Yeah, this is Rashi explains later in Daf Vav that it's not that it's beetsim, it would be shaykh to do one without the other. Yeah, a kain godle, the mashal could be pavish mi ishtoi without going to the lishkas pahedrin. Yeah. He won't be with his wife for a week. Doesn't mean that he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to stay in the Beis HaMikdash for that week. In the other hand, it's also Shaykh Zok to Rashi in the Vav that he's going to go to Lishkas Panhedrin with his wife without being Pavish Mishto. Yeah, so there's two elements here that are not about Talia, right? The Mishnah is saying he has to do both. Why? Because there's both the real Din Prisha that is coming from the Psukim, according to Rish Lakish. Yeah, it's a Din Machne Shechina. We learn from Sinai. And that requires that he should go to Lishkos Parhedrin, right? And then there's Nachadin of Pavish Mishtai for the Gzeira, and that's only 6 days. So Lichu, it should come out that the Mishnah is kilu making a package deal out of this. For 7 days he's Pavish meaning Lishkos Parhedrin, basically Lishkos Parhedrin. Lichu, according to Rish Lakish, the halacha should be more complex. It shouldn't be one big din of Shivas Yomim. The Mishnah should have said that 7 days he has to be Poyvish Mi Beisei, Mafish Mi Beisei, down he has to be Poyvish Mi Ishtai. That's because of the Gzeiro of Tumas Beisei. And out of these 7 days, 6 days of the seven, he has to go to Lishkas Parhedrin. Why does he have to go to Lishkas Parhedrin for all the 7 days? The Mishnah is saying that he has to go to Lishkas Parhedrin for all the 7 days. It's mashma, right? According to Rish Lakish, the Lishkas Parhedrin, yeah, obviously Lishkas Parhedrin has nothing to do with being Pavish Meishti. If it being Pavish Meishti, he could be anywhere as long as he's not with his wife, right? Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah is saying that the whole 7 days he has to go to Lishkas Parhedrin. He has to be in Lishkas Parhedrin, the Mesa Mikdash. That, Lichur, is coming from the other din. For the Din Prisha, that is the official Din that we learn from Pesukim, the Din Prisha of Sinai, of Machne Shechina, right? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayichaseyu Ha'anon, yeah, so also here he's going to live a special place, Lishkas Parhedrin. That's for sure not about the Pavish Mishtoi. So Lichu, the Mishnah should have said, Shiva Siyayim Kodim Yom Kippurim Afishim Koyim Godlim Mibesoy, Vishisha Yomi Mitoichom Yeshiv B'Lishkas Parhedrin. Was an afkimil edina yulichura. Out of the 7 days, there's one day out of the seven. Dainu, the first day. Yeah, the first day of the seven. Lichura, it doesn't matter where he is, as long as he's not with his wife, right? Because the din prisha lishkas parhedrin, the official din prisha, that is out to machne shechina lichura, is only the 6 days before Yom Kippur, not 7 days before Yom Kippur. So Elamai, we're starting a day earlier because of the Tumas Beisei, but the Tumas Beisei only requires him to be Pavish Mishtoi. Why should he have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash then? And the mission is not pointing this out. Yeah, Lichur, this should be enough Kimna Dina. The mission should say, for the whole 7 days it should be Pavish Mishtoi, right? But on the first day of the seven, he could be wherever he wants, as long as he's not with his wife. Only in the next 6 days he has to be in Lishkas Parhedrin. In the Mishnah, it's not much like that. In the Mishnah, it's mashma that already from the first day of the seven, he already has to be in Lishkas Parhedrin. This is Lichura Ha'ara on Rish Lakish's Mahalach. Lichura, this is Ha'ara on this Gemara, no? You're a Baisai.
Yeah. So this is clear in the Mishnah, 6 days and one day.
It's mashma in the Mishnah that it also mitzad the din prisha, not just mitzad the Tumas Beisei, also mitzad the din prisha, the Yiraiso, you need dafka 7 days. 6 days is not enough.
Right.
That was the Gemara's kash originally. Rish Lakish answered, no, the 7 days is mitzad the Tumas Beisei. It's not mitzad the din prisha, the official din prisha. Yeah, but that's not that what's mashma in the Mishnah, because if that's the case, not just the Diuk and the Loshen, it's the Nafkimil Dino.
Yeah.
It's mashma in the Mishnah that the whole 7 days you have to be in Lishkas Parhedrin. Why would the Tumas Beisei require you being in the Lishkas Parhedrin?
Right.
So that's all. Okay, so let's leave it open, food for thought. Yeah, so far I didn't find someone that is only than this, right. But this is all. Okay. Now, Okay. Tomorrow there's no koil. Tomorrow there's no koil. Tomorrow there's no koil. Little shishi.
There is.
There is?
Yeah,
oh, yeah?
America's different. Yeah, you're right. Next
show, also
this
curl. Okay, one second. So, the Ritva here. It's having a hard time to find it. Oh, it's in the wound. It's in the wound blat. The Ritva asks Akasha here. If Rish Lakish is telling us that you anyway need 7 days for the Tumas Besoy, yeah, and that's what the Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, so why do you have to come on to the din, to the Yafusa from Sinai Bechlal? Why isn't this enough of a reason? Why isn't this enough? You have already a reason. You have Tumas Beisoy, so that why does a kongol has to be Pesach Shiva Sinai? Because of Tumas Beisoy. Why do you have to come on Bichlal to any Elfusa?
For the one day.
Lama li lemei Sinai. Typically, the Bay Pesach mitum shum Tumas Beisoy. But Tumas Beisoy is already more. It's already 7 days, right? Yeah. So what do you need also a din of 6 days if you already anyway have a din of 7 days?
Yeah.
So lemaisa, there's they already omitted on this on the Haggah here on the Magia on the Ritva on the new Ritva. Lichur this the Ritva's kasha is shtikul shver if you think about it. Why? Because lichur bepashtis, yeah, the Tumas Beisoy, is it a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? It's a din de rabbanon, right? Yeah. It's just it's a chashash. It's a gzeirah de rabbanon. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There's no mechay for it. Now the din Sinai, is that a din de rabbanon?
Deraisa.
Pashtus is a din de raisa, right? Yishlok is learning it from a pasuk. Binyanav.
Right.
Yeah, you'd give on me the shatayin dreshes b'hem. There's a din machnishchinas mechayev krisho. So what kind of kasha is this? Well, you have to come on to the yafusa from Sinai factor it for tepuklei. That there's anyway a din of Tumas Beisoy. What kind of kasha is it? The Tumas Beisoy is only a din de Rabbanon.
Right.
But here, Reish Lakish is saying, it's not only a din de Rabbanon, there's a din de Oraisa.
Right.
A din of Machne Shechina. Mm-hmm. It's true that the din de Oraisa is only for 6 days. The din de Rabbanon is Mochon with 7 days. But we still need the din de Oraisa because to make it a de Oraisa. That 6 days out of the seven are not just a gzeirah d'rabbanan, it's a din d'oraisa. That's a big deal.
If anything, the kasha should be, why do you need the seven?
No, so we need the din d'rabbanan also for adding the seventh day. That's the nafkimin of the din d'rabbanan.
Not for the full seven.
Not for the full seven. No, it's not. That's the Tumas Beisoy is 7 days. That's what it is. Tumas Beisoy needs 7 days.
You're right. But
so there's full seven. So there's full 7 days when there's gzeirah d'nagia. The only nafkimin of it, the reason why it's necessary is only for adding 1 day. So that's not shver. But what do you need the Sinai for, Frek the Ritva? What kind of kashas is this? What do you mean, what do you need the Sinai? It's making it, for making a Dairaisa. All the six hours days out of seven are becoming Dairaisa. It's a big upgrade. So what kind of kashas is this? Mamashver, the Ritva's kasha. So he's saying here, there's a Lich'ura, you see in the Ritva here, that he holds that even the Din Sinai of Rish Lakish is not a Din Dairaisa. Vaistois, the Ritva holds that even though it's coming from a pasuk, but it's not a real drush, it's just asmachta be'alma. And we may look like the Ritva, both of them are the Rabban, inside the Din Sinai, inside the Din Tumas Beisoy. So if the Tumas Beisoy is already giving you 7 days, so what do you need also the asmachta from Sinai to give you 6 days? Yesh b'chol, masai money. So l'chu, that's what we see in the Ritva here. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting that, to mention, this is about the Alfusa of Rish Lakish from Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan's Yafuso, yeah, which was from Miluim, is that the Iraisa or the Rabbanon? So, Imetz Hashem, we're going to talk about it soon, but as for now, we're talking about the Ritva here. The Ritva talks about that, he talks Lehedio. About Rish Lakish is then, whether it's the Iraisa or the Rabbanon, that he doesn't say anything Lehedio, just it's Mashma here from his Kasha that he holds that it's the Rabbanon, right? Like the Cheshbon we made. However, legabi the miluim, Rabbi Yochanan's yafusa, Rabbi Yochanan's din prisha, the Ritva talks about it lehedya, if it's the Yerushalayim Rabbanan, and that's a Ritva in the beginning of the Masechta. And the Ritva says klar, that it's midoy raisa. It's mefurish ritva. Mamish at the beginning of the masechta. So, lichura, according to what we see now, the ritva holds there's a machloikis. The machloikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is not only about what is the mekayer sinai miluim, and not only if it's 6 days or 7 days, yeah, mitzad that, but there's also a very big nafkimina between them, whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Because the Ritva says lehedyo, that the din miluim, that the, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din prisha that is coming from miluim is a din d'oraisa, dahinu it's a drosha gemura, it's not just asmachta. Masha'enkinot, the din prisha of Rish Lakish that is coming from Sinai, it's lichur, it's mevur from the Ritva, which was not saying it lehedyo, but it's mevur in the Ritva that it's only d'rabbanan. So here we have, so this is a very significant thing here we have. And this Ritva's kasha lichu, we see when he put it together with the Ritva in the beginning of Yuma, we have here a big nafkimidi between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. This machlekes that we're learning now about, where is the din prisha coming from, miluim or Sinai, lichu it's mevu in the Ritva, that there's a nafkimidi ledina, whether it's the Rabbanon or the Yuraisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's coming from miluim, it's the Yuraisa. According to Rish Lakish, that it's coming from Sinai, it's only the Rabbanon. Yeah. And vice tois, this drasha, where the Ritva holds, this drasha of Sinai is weaker than the drasha of Miluim. And it makes sense if you think about it. The drasha of Miluim is mamish saying klar. It's mefusha pasuk that there was a din prisha 7 days there. And then it says, "Kasher also b'yayim hazeh tziva Hashem lasis lechapir aleichem." Just like Hashem was mitzava on that day of the Shmin lemiluim, the din prisha then. So there's also din prisha ledayris for the asid for the future lechapir by the kapor by the yom kapor of Yom Kippur. So this is a pretty mefurish drasha. So that's a drasha gmuz of the Ritva. That's a din dayraisa. Masha'enkin here. The Torah is not saying anything about the future, about Dairois. The Torah is only talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Just, yeah, it's a deal, because there's extra words. What does it have to say? Shesh Yisayim, it's already said by Yom HaShvi'i, like we said. So, shtikul diuk. So we want to say the Torah is implying here that there's a din prisha l'Dairois. That's not a mefusha d'rasha. Yeah, so maybe the Ritva, so that's only asmachta b'alma. Okay. Back to the Ritva's kasha. So what did the Ritva ask? So once you have Tumas Beisai, what do you need the drasha from Sinai, especially if it's only Asmachta Balma? So you already have a din, the Rabbanon, for 7 days. What do you need Nachadin, the Rabbanon, for 6 days? Zok the Ritva, listen to this very interesting teretz. Zok the Ritva, V'yishloimar, de'imishum tumo, yafrishuhu mi Beisai, lish kaspam hedvin lamali. So the Ritva is mamish being oimid on what we brought up before. Just the Ritva is not asking this as a kasha on Rish Lakish, but Adirabi is saying this as a teretz. Why does Rish Lakish need the din prisha of Sinai when he already has a din Tumas Beis? Is that the Ritva doesn't have kimina ledina? The din prisha of Tumas Beis is only to be pirish miishtoi, but he doesn't have to be in a specific place. He doesn't have to go to stay in the Beis Hamikdash. He could be anywhere he wants. He could go away for a week. However, the whole din lishkas par hedvin that the Mishnah says is obviously only coming mitzad the din prisha of Sinai. That for that, yeah, because he's going to Machne Shechina, so there's a special, he has to be in a special makom kadosh as a hachana, just like Moshe Rabbeinu vayichaseyu ha'anon. Rashi says vayichaseyu leMoshe. Yeah, so lehafishu lekatshi shivas yamim shum dinichnas leMachne Shechina. That requires that he should be in the Beis Hamikdash in the lishkas par hedvin. So that's why we need, even after we have the din Tumas Beisai for 7 days, we still need also, in addition, the din Sinai, the din Machne Shechina, even though it's only 6 days, because that adds enough kimina ledina. If you would only have the Tumas Beisai din, so you wouldn't have to go to Lishkas Pahedrin. The reason why he has to go to Lishkas Pahedrin is only because of the new din of Sinai, of Machne Shechina. That's Taka the Ritva's Teretz. But it's interesting, the Ritva is already saying this. The Ritva is already saying lehedyo, that the nafkimina ledina between these two dinim, about the Lishkas Pahedrin, And the Ritva is not asking, no, so Eba Zoy, if the whole Lishkas Pahedrin is not coming from the Tumas Beisa, but only from the Din Sinai, so how come Yitaka needs 7 days in Lishkas Pahedrin? So Lichu Yisrael only needs 6 days in Lishkas Pahedrin, like we asked before. That the Ritva is not asking. Manavshech, the Ritva is already saying, this Nafkimino, that Lahalacha, Mitzad, the Tumas Beis is not mechayiv you to be in Lishkas Pahedrin, only the Din Sinai, and the Din Sinai is only 6 days. So how come the Mishnah says that he has to be 7 days in Lishkas Pahedrin? Who he only has to, he has to be 7 days away from his wife. In Lishkas Pahedrin, 6 days is enough. So I see now, I didn't see this before, but I see now the Magia and the Ritva start asking this. Baruch Shekivanti. The Magia and the Ritva. His name is Abelio Lichtenstein. So he's asking this kasha. If ain lahakshu zokter de in Kenya frishu yoim echod mi beis, so if a shisha le lishkas pahedrin. Only shisha lishkas pahedrin. Okay, so he says a balabati shiteret. He says it's not so shver. Yeshloima, the cave and the boy, prishu le lishko, as I'm a frishu noisi le sham kol hashiva. He anyway has to be there 6 days, and he anyway has to be away from his house already a day earlier, the 7 days for Dumas Beisa, so we already send him to the Lishkas Pahedrin for the whole week. No. If you'll have a better teretz, so let me know. This is, I think it's a shtickle.
And one more time, anyways, we want to be, he has to be parish for 6 days. So maybe we add it on the seventh day. Anyways, he has to be there. Is that
the case? Saying if 6 days out of the seven, he anyway has to be there, right? Elamai, the 7 day, the day before, he doesn't have to be dafka there. Okay, so we're ready. But it's not anyway. I'm saying this is a day earlier, right? So let him in the first day of the week. Let him go hiking, and then in the next 6 days he should go to the Lishkas Pahedrin. Why are you putting him in prison already a day earlier, so to speak? It's putting him in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's like in a golden cage. You could call it a golden cage. Yeah, you're putting him in Beis Hamikdash already a day earlier. That is not necessary. What? So that's still, I think it still needs a hasber. Anyway, yeah. I hear this is what he's saying, but adayin tzorichion.
The whole build-up, it leads to this. I figure
this. Yeah, I'm not satisfied with this terrace. You're happy with it?
No, I'm saying it's an obvious thing to say.
It's not so obvious to me. I don't know. The Mishnah is saying a din here that you need Lishkas Pahedrin, Shiva Yamin. What do you mean you're anyway sending him? You're sending him tomorrow. What are you already sending him today there? Okay. So
he has to be parished the first day. Maybe it's just more of a set. How do you say set? You say Mesuyim. It's more Mesuyim if you give him a place.
Chazal didn't want to make it too complicated, so they just made it. Okay. Nochat Teretz Zok to Ritva, and here, going back to the Ritva's Kasha. The Ritva's Kasha was, what do you need the Din Sinai Bichlal? You already have Tumas Beis for 7 days, so what do you need also a Din Sinai, which is only 6 days, right? That was the original Kasha.
Right.
So one Teretz, he said, there's enough Kemino. Lishkas Pahedrin. Now he's saying another Teretz. Also, interesting Teretz. V'oi the Tumas Beis Zok to Ritva, loy shchicho leme'evad prisho amatulto. Yeah, what it means is, if we would only have the Gzeirat Rabban of Tumas Beisoy, that's not enough of a chashash to create a new din prisha for it yesh me'ayin. If there wouldn't be any din prisha before, and you're just saying you have a chashash, maybe if he's going to be with his wife, maybe she's going to turn out to be nida, and then he's going to be tummy shiva yamim. That's not enough of a reason to make it to create a din prisha, because it's a chashash rachik. It's not shchiach. That a person's wife is going to turn out to be nida after he was already bound her, we're going to find out that she was ras adam bishas bia. It's a chashash ruach. It's a very vital chashash. So for such a chashash, it's not enough of a chashash to make a din prisha for it. Only after you already have a din prisha mitzad Sinai. Hashto, aval hashto, the Islam prisha shisha zoktuvitva, moisif in yoim echad mishum tumas beisoi. You already have an existing din prisha. All you have to do is to add one b'day. So you say, listen, you anyway have to go away for 6 days. So let's, just leave your house a day earlier, and by this we're going to have another accomplishment that it's we're going to prevent this chashash rochek of tumas beisel also. So for adding a day, that's a good enough reason, but not to create a naya din prisha yesh me'ayin. So that's why, if not for the din prisha misina, we wouldn't have said the din prisha at all, just for the other reason of tumas beisel. Okay, where are we? Omer li Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish, bish lama ledidi di alfino mimiluim. I just turn it on again. Okay. Omer li Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish, bish lama ledidi di alfino mimiluim, haynu detanyo ze vaze mazim olav kol shiva, mikol chatois shehoyu shom. Dehavoi nami hazo bimiluim. Anayedin. There's a braisa that the Gemara we're going to bring down later. The braisa says, during these 7 days of the pre-show of Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, there's a nayedin that you have to be maza on him, mei chatos, efa para aduma. Like a tomei mace. He's not a tomei mace. We don't know him to be a tomei mace. But there's a din de rabbanon that you have to be maza on him, eifa para aduma. And that's the loshon mikol chatois shehoyu shom. Chatos means, yeah, we already learned in the beginning, masechto para aduma is called chatos. The Torah calls it chatos. Yes, we're not talking about a korban chatos here. Talking about para aduma. Now, there was the eifa para aduma that they had stored there, Rashi brings down, from the Mishnah in Para, that it was a blend of all the paras that they already burned in history, yeah. So you had a mix of the eighth par adum of all the chatois of all the paras of the past. So that's the kol chatois shehayushon. So you mazon the kohen gadol from the eifer of all the chatois of this mix. Now, where is this din coming from? The whole din prisha shivas yamim is, yeah, it's we saw it has to have a certain surah. Yeah, it's coming from going to Rabbi Yochanan, it's coming from Yiluim, coming to Rish Lakish, it's coming from Sinai. There's a Tumas basic zera, but what is the hazah? What is the hazah doing here? Where's that coming from? So Rabbi Yochanan is saying bishlam ele didi di alfinon mimiluim. We find such a din also by Miluim. The hav yinami hazah by Miluim. Where was the hazah by Miluim?
It was
Hazar
by Shiv's
Memorial
before the
time. So Rashi brings it down. It's Mefush Psukim. It says, Moshe mishemen amishcho min hadom asher al amizbeach, Vayaz al aharoin, Val al begodov, Val bonov, Val bigdei bonov itoi, Vayikadish asaharoin. So there was a hazor there. What was the hazor? Moshe Rabbeinu took from the shemen amishcha, and from the dam of the korbanos, and he spritzed it on Aaron Ubanov. He was mazel on Aaron Ubanov. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since according to me, though, then pre-show of Yom Kippur is coming from Miluim. So just like by Miluim you had a hazor, also here by Yom Kippur there's a hazor. That's the pshat in the brayso. That's where it's coming from. El oledidoch di alfis misinai. According to you, Rish Lakish is coming from Sinai. Hazah b'Sinai mi havoi. On Sinai, there was no hazah. So where's the hazah then coming from? Zog di Gimara. Omar lei velita mich mi nicho. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that you're coming from Miluim. So according to you, it's good. B'miluim dam. Hochamayim. We just read the pasuk. It says Moshe was mazeh dam shemen, not maim, not mechatos eifa para aduma. But here the brisa says that by Yom Kippur you have to be mazeh the kohen gadol maim mechatos, which is the eifa para aduma, right? Mixed with water. That's how it's made. So what's the shaykh? So what does it help you? Just because in Miluim there was hazah, yeah. So that explains the hazor of the brayso. It's a different hazor. That's hazor of dam. This is hazor of maim. What's the shaychus? So how could you say that's the mekayer? Even according to you, we don't have a mekayer for hazor as maim. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, "Haloi kashyo, the Tani Rabchiyo, nichnesu maim tachas dam." So this is there's a brayso of Rabchiyo. It's a hemshich. We'll see soon. It's Buddha and the brayso tako. that the Mayim in Achinami, it's not the same thing that you're doing the Azor with. There it was Dam and here it's Mayim. Just there was a din that the Mayim, the Meichatos, are replacing the Dam. Instead of the Dam that you had by the Miluim, so here by Yom Kippur we're using Mayim, Meichatos, but it's being instead of that. Yeah? So the din is, there's a din Hazor. We learn from there the din Hazor. What is the Hazor made with? Originally it was with Dam. Here it's with Mayim. The Mayim are serving instead of the Dam. That's good for the din. You see in the Braiso that's how it works. That the Dam Taka, the Mayim is coming to replace the Dam.
What's the Pshat?
So you're asking, Iman Afshach, if you're coming from the Drasha and you're saying it has to be the same, so copy and paste, so how did the blood turn into water? Yeah, we already know about water that turned into blood, but how did the blood turn into water?
Yes.
So Taka Taisis, because of what's bothering you, so look at Taisis, Eifenart, Zok Taisis, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, Delav Legamri Drasha Gmuvahi, Ha Degamri Mimiluim, Ela Asmachta Be'almo. That's the Maisa. Before we were talking about Rish Lakish's Yalfusa from Sinai, we saw in the Ritvitz Mashma that it's only a Smachta Be'alma, it's a Dindu Rabbanon. But about the Miluim of Rabbi Yochanan, we mentioned the Ritvitz in the beginning of the Masechta says Le'edya that it's Doi Raisa. Taisvis here is saying, no, also the Miluim is a Dindu Rabbanon, it's only a Smachta Be'alma. And that's why Zok Taisvis, it's flexible. It's not, it doesn't have to be so strict. We're learning from their Azor, but their Azor was Dam. Here it could be Mayim. It doesn't have to be exactly the same, because anyway, it's a Din Rabban, it's only a Smachta Rabban, so Rabban could do whatever they want. They're just taking the concept of Azor from there, but they're replacing the water with the blood with water, and they're still, because it's a Din Rabban. It's not.
Where does this come from? Why is it replaced?
No, there's no kobanis here. There's no dam to be mazin.
No,
so instead of that, Rabbanan are using the meichatos. They have paraduma.
No, they don't shecht the para.
No. What are you talking about? We're not talking about shechting the paraduma. You don't shecht any paraduma here. There's only seven times in history that they shecht the paraduma. This is every year on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is there's an Eifa Paraduma. You don't shecht the Paraduma every year.
Right.
There's an Eifa Paraduma ready in stock, stored by the Beis HaMikdash in the Chayil. They kept it, and anytime there was a Tmei Meis, they used it to be mazir on him. So the price is this. Also Kohen Gadol every year before Yom Kippur, you mazir the Eifa Paraduma on him. Right. Where is it coming from? Because the whole din preacher 7 days before Yom Kippur is coming from the Miluim. By the Miluim, we find there was a Hazar also during these 7 days, but she was in the Miluim. So also here, we also have a din Hazar. Just there, the Hazar was with the down of the Kobanis and the Shemen HaMishcha. Here, we don't have Shemen HaMishcha down of the Kobanis. Instead, we're using Eifa Paraduma for doing the Hazar. There should be Epesa Hazar. Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. It's instead of the Dam. We have a Mayim as long as we have a Hazar. As long as we have a Hazar.
You can't do a Hazar on Eifer alone. Doesn't that called Hazar?
No. That's always how Eifa Paraduma works.
Okay.
Even a regular Tmei Meis, the Hazar, the rice of Eifa Paraduma, is done with wood. It's called Meichatos because the way you make the Eifa Paraduma for the regular Hazar of Tumas Meis is mixing it with water, so this is not any different than a regular hazor of meichatos of Eifer Paraduma.
Okay.
It's not because you can't do it with Eifer. That's how you do hazor of Eifer Paraduma.
I guess because otherwise you can't do it.
No, that's the din. That's the din doyrais of Eifer Paraduma. Eifer Paraduma. It's mefushah psukim in the Torah.
You don't have to say
svaris. Right? You don't have to say svaris. This is what Eifer Paraduma is. This is how hazor of Eifer Paraduma works. It's psukim in the Chumash. Okay. So that's Taisus Rayel. Inachinami. If it would be a Drosha Gmura, so it wouldn't make sense to say Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. But it's just Asmachta Be'almo, so it's flexible. Now what's Taka the Pshat, that it's not a Drosha Gmura? Nichura, it sounded like a Drosha Gmura. Yeah, that we explained before, according to the Ritva, that Drosha, Nichura, is stronger than Rish Lakish's Sinai Drosha. Because the Taka says, Debefevish, Kasha, Osa Bayoyim Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasses, Lechapir Aleichem. Yeah, just like you had a din prisha now, so also Hashem ordered you to do in the future by the kapara, by Yom Kippur. So how could this be asmachta be'alma? How else could you explain the pasuk, how you teach of the pasuk al pi pshat without having this din? If you're saying it's asmachta be'alma, why says that's not what the pasuk? Yeah, that's not what the pasuk is actually saying. But yeah, this is just This is just the din derabanan. So what is the pasuk saying? How could you touch up the pasuk without this? Zok Taisvis, the Ika Kwa the Kasha Osa Bayemaze, Yesh Lefarish, the Biyoim Risho in Shulzain Yemea Miluim Omar Lohem, Kasha Osa Bayemaze, Tzivashim Lassis, Kol Zain Yemea Miluim, Vehain Piresh Rashi Pshutoi Bepevush Chumash, Zok Taisvis. If you look in Rashi and Chumash in this Pasuk, you see Rashi is not saying there, Rashi Taka then, Rashi. Afterwards, there as a second mahalach, Rashi brings down Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. However, the basic pshat that Rashi says well, pshutoi, is that what's going on in this pasuk? Yeah, what do you see in this pasuk? The pasuk is saying just like Hashem was mitzaving you now with the din prisha, so too in the future, right? So lechura, it's mefurish in the pasuk that there's going to be some kind of din prisha ledoyres. Zoktei says no. The pasuk pshat is they're holding in the first day of shivas yemei amiluim. The first day there's already a prisha, right? So he's saying that he's telling them just like there's a din prisha today and the first day, so too there's going to be a din prisha the whole week, all the coming 7 days. That's all. He's not talking about something ledoyres. He's not talking about Yom Kippur. He's talking about the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Just he's saying, just like you have this in the first day of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, you have it also in the rest of the days. That's all. And that's the Pashto Pshat. Learning from this that it's talking about the future of Davis, about Yom Kippur, that's already just Asmachta Be'alma. Zay Zok Toistis. Okay? Now, Lemaisa, as we mentioned, this Toistis is not Muskim and Rishayim. The Ritva says Lehedya in the beginning of the Masechta that the Din Miluim, the Yafus of Miluim of Rabbi Yochanan, is a Din Doivaisim, a Fush in the Ritva. Also, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam says Lehedya, that the din, the Yalfusa from Miluim, the din Prisha of the Miluim from Miluim, the Rambam says Lehedya, that it's a Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a din d'Ivaisa. It's not a Asmachta Be'alma. It's not a din d'Rabbanan. So we have here, B'kitzer, a Machlokes Rishonim. About the din prisha kohen gadol in Yom Kippur, is it a din derabbanan or a din deraisa? Taisa, it's din derabbanan, and the Rama and the Ritva say lehedya that it's a din deraisa. Legabi Rish Lakish, we saw that maybe also the Ritva agrees that it's derabbanan, but legabi the din miluim of Rabbi Yochanan, we have a machlokes rishonim here. So vayis tois, yeah. So the Rambam and the Ritva hold, yeah, that it is a drasha gemura in the pasuk, not like toisvis. Now, what are the answer on Tosis Taina? Tosis has a Taina here. Who the Pashto Pshat? You could say just like you need in the first day of the Miluim, also in the rest of the days of the Miluim. You don't see in the Pasuk Kill the Hedya that it's talking about sometime in the future. That's Tosis Taina here, right? What they bring down from Rashi and Chumash. So what is the Rambam and the Ritva going to answer on this? How could this Taka be at Rosh Hashanah? Who Tosis is right? There's no Hechlich in the Pasuk that it's talking about the future. And it's talking about the Dairis. It does say in the what is it saying in the pasuk? Let's touch it up. It says in the pasuk, just like now you have this din, also in the future. Yeah. Zoktei says, who said you're talking about in the future, the far future of Yom Kippur Ledoiris? We're just talking about the coming days, just like the first day, also the coming days. That's all. What's wrong with that pshat? So I thought maybe we could say pshat in Shitas, the Shita of the Ram of the Ritva. Mm-hmm. We already mentioned when we le'el, yeah, we wanted to say the hair in this drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Pashtis, the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan is just coming from the fact that it says Loshen Osid. Yeah, it says Kasha Osa Bayim Azeh. I can't see Vashem Lasoi sometime in the future, right? If that's all you have, Zok Taisvis, that's not enough for drasha gemur, because that could be talking only about the coming days of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Who said it's talking about Doiris, about Yom Kippur? If you look in Rashi, the Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi Taka says there, and when Rashi is teaching of the drasha, Rashi says, "Uksiv kravlam is." Rashi says, "Tziva lasois ledoiris, ledoiris." Rashi is adding the word ledoiris. So I think the pshat is, it's not just because it says here a future tense, a Lashon Osit. But you see here that it's talking about L'doivos. It's something that is going to be forever, not just for the coming days. Where do you see it in the Pasuk? So we already mentioned, there's a Gemara Kiddushin that says, Gemara brings the Tanat Devei Abishmol, there's a Klal. Any time in the Torah that you find the Lashon Tzivui, the Shayrish of Tzivui, Tziva, yeah, the Tzav, whatever it is, it's ledoimis. It's a mitzvah ledoimis. It's a klal hazah. It's before she gemara in kiddushin. Now here in this pasuk, you also you have the lashon tzibur, right? Mm-hmm. It says kasher osa b'yom hazeh kain kasher osa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem lasis lechapir aleichem. So you could say that's the pshat in the drasha. It's not because it just says lashon osid. Lashon osid tastes right. It could be just on the rest of Shiva Simei Miluim. But it says lashon tzivu here. Lashon tzivu, we have a cloud that's only ledoiris. Shiva Simei Miluim is not enough for justifying lashon tzivu. Lashon tzivu has to be a mitzvah ledoiris, a mitzvah kavua. So that's the pshat in the drasha. So that's why we know that it's going on Yom Kippur forever. So according to this, that's why that's how it makes sense that it's takad drasha gmur doiris. It's not just asmach the balmo. So maybe that's takad the pshat in the Ram and the Ritva. And then maybe that's what Rashi means in Daf Beis Amud Aleph when he's using the term ledoivis. You see your lehed in the pasuk that it's not just talking about the asid, but it's talking ledoivis forever. That's like we mentioned with Shtel too. The Rambam says in the Shurashim of Sefer Mitzvot, the Sheresh Gimel, he says one of the rules what makes something a mitzvah to be counted as one of the Taiga mitzvahs is that it's a mitzvah ledoivis. Yeah, so that's the same idea. The concept of tzivui, which is the same Sheresh of a mitzvah, yeah. The concept of a mitzvah is something that is ledoiris. If Hashem tells you to do something now, l'shor, that's not called a mitzvah. That doesn't fall under the category of a mitzvah. So that's why any time the Torah is using lashon tzivu is a lashon of mitzvah. So you see, it's a mitzvah. Azah. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. So vaystoys is ledoiris. Now it's not interesting. With vaystoys, according to the Rambam and the Ritva, they weren't bothered with Taisus Ha'ara. Yeah, what was bothering you before? How could you say nichnasu ma'im tachas dam? What kind of twist is this? If it's a drasha gemura, so it has to be the same. If there it's hazaz dam, so here, so to here, it has to be hazaz dam. How could you switch it? How could the dam turn into mine? So Taiz is saying it's not a drasha gemura. The whole thing is just asmach the balm. It's been through rabban, so it's flexible. Come to ram the ritual, it's takad drasha gemura. But then they rise. What's takad pshat? So what's takad pshat?
So maybe like we said before, because there is no doubt.
Hmm? Okay, but how is this a kium? How does this drasha work? How could the dam turn into water? How is the water being a kium of the din hazah? That's not what the din hazah was about. The din hazah was about dam, so you don't have dam, so you can't do it. Yeah, maybe make kubanis for that. What's the shaykhis the maim? How is the maim do anything? How is it accomplish anything? So I think maybe Efshar Kemen Zogin Hazeh. We already saw before, Rish Lakish had a different kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. This is Be'etzin the second kasha that Rish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan. The first kasha was, remember? What was the first kasha he asked in him?
That, why don't we learn now up? Why do we need the rice of seven days, Rish Lakish's kasha, that's the ritva.
This is the second kasha Rish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan in the sugya. He already asked one kasha on him, which was the same kind of kasha, if you think about it. The first kasha in the sugya was, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, it should be leikuva. According to you, the din pishas is be leikuva. Why? Copy and paste. Just like it's by miluim, it's leikuva. So do you, it should be leikuva. Bishlom, according to me, Rish Lakish, that I'm learning it from Sinai. By Sinai, we don't find that it was leikuva.
Right.
But on miluim it was likuva, like the Gemara is going to learn later.
And
so
it should be
lo,
my skin, and it should be my frishin.
So to hear by Yom Kippur, it should be likuva according to you. And we see in the Mishnah that it's not likuva, because the Koinacher doesn't have prisha. Koinacher doesn't have prisha. So bekitzer, so that's the first kasha, right? The Maiso, this is the same kind of kasha that we're having here. If you think about it, also here, Rabbi Shlakish is asking, what is he asking? He's asking according to you. You're coming from miluim. By miluim there was a hazoas dam. So the same thing here, it should be copy and paste. The same thing here, it should be hazaz dam. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What is Rabbi Yochanan answering him? Yeah, and that's what he's asking. He's saying, mi dami. Yeah, mi micha, b'miluim dam hachamayim. What's the shaykh? This is dam, this is mine. There it's likuva, here it's not likuva. There it's dam, here it's mine. Same kind of kasha. In other words, you're not consistent. If you're coming from a mekar, from a drasha, it has to be exactly the way it is there. Right? Now, what about the first kasha of Rish Lakish? What was Rabbi Yochanan's answer for that? There, Rabbi Yochanan didn't even bother to give an answer, right? So we said, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan is not so bothered with the whole thing. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that lav davka has to be the same. You can have the mekar is likuva, and the result is not likuva. And we explain what's the lomdus in this. The pshat is, and that's what it's mashman the rishonim. Yeah, the pshat is that we're just learning from there. The mitzvah sheboy, the mitzvah's prisha. That's a mitzvah sheboy. We're not learning the second part, which is a tiny kuvah sheboy. Kilu, we're making a shpat polginon. There's the etzim ma'ase prisha that is required. That we're learning from miluim, and then there's nachadin that it's a condition in the avayid that it's only going to be kosher if you have the prisha that it's likuvah. That we're not learning. Yeah, we're only learning. Yeah, we pick and choose. What are we learning from there? Yeah, we're not learning everything from there anyway, right? There was all kinds of things that are in miluim that we don't have b'yom kippur, right? So we're taking what's negeya. So what's negeya? We're taking the etzim mitzvah, right? That's taka the mashmoyes and with the ritva brings down that Yerushalmi. Yeah, the Ritva says, when he's talking about the Kash of Likuva, yeah, so Lashna Ritva is, the Hazimnin di Alfin al Mili mehadadi le mitzvah. The Loy Likuva. We're just learning the Etzim Maisa mitzvah. Just like there, you need a Maisa mitzvah pish also here. So I'm saying, a Zeh Derech, with the same kind of logic, maybe you could also answer this Kasha. Mishlaki is now again asking the same kind of Kasha. If you're learning from Yiluin, so just like there it's Dam, also here it should be Dam. So what is Rabbi Yochanan answering him? What kind of teretz is frektoisis? What do you mean? How is the mind replacing the dam? It's the whole thing is not the iraisa. It's only a smachta b'alma. But the Raman says it is. The Ritva says it is the iraisa. So maybe the pshat is like this. The same halach of the Yerushalmi could also answer the second kashav Yishlokish. And that's the pshat. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying here. Nichnesu dam la tachas mayim. It's not magic. Nichnesu mayim tachas dam. Pshat is. What I'm learning from the miluim is not the whole thing as it is. I'm taking in a copy and paste. I'm only choosing certain elements that I'm learning. What I'm learning from the miluim, just legabi the etzim prisha, I'm only learning the mitzvah shabai, not the tnai likuvah shabai. Also legabi this, I'm only learning from the miluim that there's a din hazah. What's the hazah with that? I'm not taking from miluim. Yeah, I'm only importing from the miluim. Only the etzem hazah that there's such a concept that you have to do hazah with something. There it's dam. Here it's mime. Fine. It's not pshat that we're taking the whole hazah's dam and somehow the mime is a key for the dam. No, that doesn't make sense. Spectators. But the pshat is no, the Ram is going to tell you, no, the pshat is we're only learning from there, the etzem din hazah. The dam, we're not learning from there, we're leaving it open, we're leaving it blank. What's the hazah going to be with? That we're leaving open. We're only taking the element of the etzem maise hazah. Here? So after that could be a mahalach. Okay. Zog di Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, holy kashi, the Tony Rabbi Chiyah, nichnesu mayim tachas dam. Now Rabbi Yochanan is continuing. Elo ledidoch hazah besinai mi havoi. So Bishlom according to me, I have a mahalach nichnesu mayim tachas dam. Yeah, whatever that means, the way we explain Taisis, the Rambam. Elo ledidoch that you're learning it from Sinai. On Sinai there was no hazah at all. So how come the Brisa says there's a din hazah on Yom Kippur? By me, I only have a problem with the details. What's the hazah with? Dam mayim, but you don't have any mekor for hazah. So where's the hazah coming from? Amalei ma'ilo be'almo. Ma'ilo be'almo. What's pshat? Ma'ilo be'almo. Zokt Rashi. Ma'ilo be'almo be'paro k'de amoron. We already found, yeah, the Gemara already said before, by paro adumo, among the basin dalif already, there's different chumras that we do, and we had it again, different chumras that we do by paro adumo, because, on the other hand, we're being makil in Tum of a Tyra there, because we go ahead and be metame the kain on purpose. The kain asaf is a polo, hitzim ilibum shizdukim, the whole thing there, because we want to show that even that once he's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to be kashal power, the loikat zdukim, the loikat zdukim, the loikat that they hold that the full yayim is possible for it. So, because we do this kula, so to balance it up, that people shouldn't be mezalzin in the tahara of the kain asaf is a polo, so we also do chumis. So, one of the chumis we do is that we have a hazas meichatas, and this is mamish in context, because we're being makil legabi the tumah of the koyin, a service of power. So to balance it up, we're being machmir in his tumah, the taira, that you're being metair him with meichatas. Yaki, we treat him as if he's a tummy mace, the tumah chamur b'yoyser, and we metair him with eva para aduma. So that gives a balance that you see that we're also being machmir with his tumah. Even though he was never known to be a tummy mace, yeah, we're being metair him even from that tumah. Yeah, so that's so that's what's going on here. It's a mile about him. So because it's only so what Rabbi Yehoshua Shlakish is answering here, it's takanat a din doy rice. It's not a, it's not coming from the pasuk bichlal. It's only a din de rabban on a mile about him of paraduma. Now that answers paraduma. What about Yom Kippur? Zok to Rashi. Yeah, we obviously the rice is saying it about both. Also in Yom Kippur there's that zon. Yeah, paraduma is what we saw before. There's also the din, the mishnah para that also by service a par, kind of service a par also needs din prisha shiva yomim. So there also there's a hazan. That is all. You could say it's only a milo ba'alma. But what about the yom kippur? Zok trash you be yom kippurim lichvod knisas machne shchino lichvod knisas machne shchino. Dainu also in yom kippur zok vishlokish the din hazan sheboy is not coming from Sinai. But it's just a hidra azah that we do lechaved knisas machne shchino. Since the kengol is going to be machne shchino, so midrabanon, we wanna treat it with the highest level of tahara that he should have tahara of meichatos. He should be tor from all the tumis. That's all. It's not because it's in addition to the drasha. It's not takanat coming from the drasha. Okay. Okay, maybe we'll leave it out. Okay. Zog di Gemara weiter. Tani kavos de Rabbi Yochanan, Tani kavos de Rish Lakish. Okay, now it's easy. Tani kavos de Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, so we have a Rish Lakish is Sinai, the Yelfusi from Sinai, Rabbi Yochanan from the Miluim, each one of them has now a Braisa. Tani kavos de Rabbi Yochanan, Bezois Yovo Yarin al Akedish. So that's how the Parshas Achri Moi starts, right? What does Bezois mean? Zog di Gemara, Bemasha Omu Beinion. Bezois, Zog di Braisa, it means when he comes into the Kodesh HaKodashim for the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so he comes with something, Bezois. What is that something? Whatever it says in the Inyan. Mayhi, Be'inyan Dimiluim. Which Inyan? The Inyan Dimiluim. Uma Umu Be'inyan Dimiluim. Aroin Pi Reshiva Reshimesh Yom Echod. Dehain, what are we dashing here? We're saying that the Torah says that in order for the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur, he has to be armed, so to speak, yeah, with the same hachana that we find in the Inyan of Miluim. That's what Bezois Yovi Aaron El HaKodesh. With this that is mentioned in the Parshas Miluim. Just like we find the Parshas Miluim, Aaron Pir Shiva Veshim Eshim Echot, there was Shiva Simei Miluim that had a din pre-show, yeah, that you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, like the Torah says there. And then there was one day, Shimish Yemecha, the Yema Miluim, Shimini Miluim. Umoisha Mosa Loi called Shiva, Kedilichan Chui Bavoy. What was Moisha Mosa to him? During the 7 days of the pre-show of the Shiva Simei Miluim, so Moisha Mosa Loi Kedilichan Chui Bavoy. What was Moisha Mosa to Aaron?
To show me to do that.
What is the Mesira? Mesira means something that was given over. So this is not the taich of the words. Moshe Masala doesn't mean Moshe was Meiser him something. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meiser Moshe to Aaron. That's the pshat Moshe Masala. It means Moshe Masala HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedilichan chui ba'avoido. That's the pshat. Hashem gave over Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron HaKohen to train him in the avoido during the Shiva Simei Miluim. So that's what we find by Miluim. Yeah, three elements. Pirishiva, Vishimesh Yom Echod, and someone who was in charge for training him during those 7 days for the Avodas Yom Echod, right? Mm-hmm. That's the three elements. Ve'afle Daivais, Kohen Gadol Pirishiva, Umeshamesh Yom Echod, which is Yom Kippur, Ushnei Talmidi Chachamim, Talmidov Shel Moshe, Lafuk Itzduki, Moshechem Lekol Shiva, Kedelechan Choy Ba'avoido. So also here, yeah, 1 second, also here you have a din of Prisha Shiva for the Yom Echad of Avodas Yom Kippurim, and during those 7 days, there's two Talmidei Chachamim that are in charge of training him from the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So what's the, how how And this is a... Yeah, we have later. Yeah, so what's taka? How are these Talmidei Chachamim are a replacement of Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah. So that's what the Braisa adds. Mi Talmid of Shel Moshe. Yeah. Ki'ilu, since you take Talmidei Chachamim that have the Mesayra, Ish Mi Pi'ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's instead of Moshe Rabbeinu training Aaron. So for the Kohen Gadol Ledoyis, you have a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu training him. That's why it's a Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Pshat Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Hainu, in other words, this is not Stam idea. There's enough Kemila Ledin, it's a Din. The Din is that the Talmid Chochim that is in charge for training the Kohen Gadol has to be Dafko Mi Talmid of Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. In order for him to be, so to speak, like a substitute of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be mekayim the din, like by miluim that we have Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean that he's a talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, he's any. We're talking about generations later. So for that, the Gemara explains. You see, this is we said once the way to know when does what's part of the Braisa and what's the Gemara responding to the Braisa is the language. The Braisa, the Mishnah of the Braisa, is talking usually Loshon HaKodesh. And the Gemara is talking Loshon Aramis. So you see, Lafuke is Aramis. So when it says Lafuke Tzdukim, this is not part of the Braisa. The Braisa just says, Shnei Talmid Chachayim Mi Talmid of Shel Moshe. The Gemara is tightening up the Braisa. What's Pshat Mi Talmid of Shel Moshe? What kind of, what is it? It's just a phrase, a fancy phrase. It means there's enough Kemino that they have to be Dafko people that are not Tzdukim. Yeah, Tzduki could be a big Talmid Chachim. He could teach him all the halachas, but he's not kosher for that. Because a Tzduki is not considered Talmid Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Talmid Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, those that are continuing the Mesayra for Moshe Rabbeinu, and we may, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Tzdukim don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why, that's the Pshat, that you need Dafko Mi Talmid Shel Moshe, and that's how it's a Kim for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi Taka explains that there's something that is directly miinyon of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, because there was a machlokes specifically about Avodas Yom HaKippurim between the Pushim and the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim held that you do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim lifnei v'lifim in a different way about the Tzdukim Yom HaKippurim. They were meshane something. So Imele, this is not just in general the idea is having Talmid Chachamim that are erlach, that they're going with the Mesayra. But this is directly negiah for the hachana for the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. You have to have Talmid of Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, because otherwise they're going to teach him it wrong. They're going to teach it to him wrong. Yeah, you might say if it would be negiah to a different avodah. Yeah, the kohen gadol would have to be trained for a different korban. So by most korbanis, yeah, so it could be the tzedukim have the same shulchan aruch like us. So then if you would have a Talmid Chachem that happens to be a Tzduki, just because he's a Tzduki doesn't mean that he can be a good trainer. But here, they're going to train him wrong, because when they get Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Tzdukim Taka have their own Shita, they have a different Shita, so that's why they're not good trainers for that. Now, Moisrim Loikol Shiva Kedilichan Choy Ba'avoido. You see, it's Mamish the Braisa, it's a Hemshech of the Braisa. Kilu, the Gemara is throwing in the words Lafuk Yitzdukim in the middle of the Braisa. Mm-hmm. You see, because the Braisa continues. You see right away, it goes back to Losh Nakoidish. So, Shnei Tam Dechoyim Tamid of Shumayshim Maisrim Loikul Shiva, Lafuk Yitzdukim is Kilu parentheses of the Gemara. Kilu, the Gemara is commenting in the middle.
I was wondering, I saw that, I was wondering.
That's what's going on here. Mikan Omru Zog de Braisa, Shiva Siyayim Kodim Yom Kippurim, Afrishim Kengodl Mibes Yolishkas Parhedrin, which is our Mishnah. Now, why Shnei Talmidei Chachamim? Why isn't one enough? You're saying, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a Talmid Chachem that is a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is not a Tzduki. Why Shnei Talmidei Chachamim? How do we get the two? Mm-hmm. So there's an interesting Teis Yishanim about it. Look at the Teis Yishanim. Look at the Teis Yishanim, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, you have it?
B'chad Tzogi.
B'chad Tzogi. Elo Toivim Hashnayim Min HaEchot. Tosan the Teis Yishanim. Ina Chinami. One should be enough, but Tevim Hashnayim Min HaEchot. Okay. Yeah. Mikan Omru Shiva Shiyam. Okay, now so that's about Yom Kippur. Now the Brisa also adds, not only Binegei Yom Kippur we have this din, but also Legabi Parva Aduma, like the Mishnah in Parva the Gemara brought down in the beginning of the Masechta. Ugeshem Shiva Frishin Koyin Godl Kach Mafrishin Koyin Asoyif Es Aparo. Just he goes to a different lishka, not the lishkas Pahedvin, but the lishka Shal Pnei Abirot Zafayinu Mizvacha, like we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. Now, where is this coming from? The din Yom Kippur, right? The din Yom Kippur is coming from where? From Miluim, we said, right? What was the drasha till now from Miluim? Bezois Yavi Aaron Lakodesh, right? That's talking about Parah Aduma. That's pasuk Bezois Yavi Aaron Lakodesh.
That is talking about Yom Kippur.
It's talking about Yom Kippur, right?
Right.
That's the beginning of Achmim, with Pasha of Yom Kippurim.
Right.
So the Gemara is dashing that when it says Bezois, it's somehow referring to the Indian of Miluim.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see soon how that works.
Right.
But Kopanim, this is a direct Rasha that is telling to Yom Kippur to Miluim.
Right.
So where's Parah Aduma coming from? You see, we're not using now Bechlav the Pasuk that we had in the beginning of the Masechta of Miluim, that we somehow dash into things from there.
Yeah.
Here you can learn Parah Aduma from the Pasha of Bezois of Aaron, obviously.
Right.
It's not talking about Parah Aduma, it's talking only about Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? So how did the din Parah Aduma come up? How's the Brisa telling through this din also to Parah Aduma? You're the problem.
Yeah,
Zok Rashi Kishem Shemafrishim Loi Mikro Yoliflo Elomailo Baalmo. In a chinami. So there's two parts to the braisa here. The chelik of Pav Yom Kippur is taka coming from a pasuk, it's coming from a drasha, maybe it's even a din doy raisa, bezois. Masha'en ken, the Parah Aduma is not coming from the pasuk bichlal, it's just a din derabanan. It's not even asmachta, it's not a din derabanan. The braisa is just telling through. The braisa is saying kishem, that in Yom Kippur we have a din prisha doy raisa coming from bezois of Yavi, and we also have such a din derabanan of prisha, legabi kain, asayif asapah, which is only a milo be'alma. Again, like we said before, because we're being metamehim, like we should stuk him, so we also, the balance that we're being metamehim to make a mile of people shouldn't be mezalzas. With that staka not coming from this drasha at all. Azei zok trashi. Yeah, and the Ritva explains it. Zok to Ritva, kashem shim afrishim kloima derabanan amru kein, misvara, velav delehevet bekro. It's not part of the drasha. Zok digim marom. Zog the Brisa weiter, ve echot ze, we already had brought down before, mazin olav kol shiva, mikol chatoi shoho yusham, both by Yom Kippur, the din prisha of Yom Kippur, and the din prisha of Parah Aduma, by both of them there's also the hazor. It's interesting, for the koyin hasoyer, if it's a parah, so also he, when he has his prisha 7 days in advance, so we bring mazin on him from Efa Parah Aduma, obviously from a different Parah Aduma, right? He's going to burn a new Parah Aduma. What we have to do on him also hazoy is from Efer Parah Aduma, the old Parah Aduma. Vein toimar b'miluim dam hochamayim. Yeah, frag the Gemara. That's Rish Lakish's kasha of before, right? How could you learn the hazoy from miluim? By miluim, it was a different kind of hazoy. It was as do hazoy as dam, and here you have a hazoy of mayim, which means meichatos Efer Parah Aduma, right? So the Gemara amris nichnesu mayim tachas dam, like we said before. Yeah, Amris Zok Rashi Emer Me'ato Emer Me'ato Dam Nichnas Umayim Tachas Dam. So the Gemara before said that that's Tani Rab Chiyo. Yeah, that's part of the Brais of Rab Chiyo that is saying Nichnas Umayim Tachas Dam. Vayitun the Brais of the Oimer Kasher Oso Bayoyim Azeh Tziva Hashem Lasois Lechapir Aleichem Lasois Eilu Maise Poro. So that's the brisa we had at the beginning of the Masechta. That's the drasha, I mean, we had at the beginning of the Masechta. That is coming from the Pasuk of Miluim. The Pasuk of Miluim, it says that just like Hashem was Metzavi, you now the Din Prisha, also in the future, there's going to be a Din Prisha L'Dairis, right? And from that, we take learn both. Lechaper is going Yom Kippur, which is Yom Kapora, and Lasso is Maise Pora. So according to this drasha already, and this is Ve'aymer, right? So this is, in other words, the Brisa first brought the drasha of Bezois. Now the Brisa is adding the drasha of Kashat of Tziva Hashem Lasois, right? So in the first drasha of Bezois, like Rashi said there, only Yom Kippur is coming from that drasha. The Parah Aduma is only a Durabana. Masha'en Ken, when we're saying now the Va'omer, so now Lichura, yeah, so now we're saying that that both of them are coming from the Pasuk. Yeah?
Yeah.
Even the Parah Aduma is coming from the Pasuk. Now, the problem with this is that Lichura, if you already told me that this is a Din Derabanan, right? Like Rashi and the Ritva said before, because before we only had the Pasuk of Bezois, so the Parah Aduma is the Din Prisha Parah Aduma is the Rabbanan. So how is the Bais all of a sudden saying Ve'aymer, we have a Pasuk for both? So at the end of the day, so Parah Aduma is also the Bais, is the Din Prisha. So what's going on here? The Bais has started off that the Parah Aduma, the Din Prisha of Parah is only the Rabbanan, and then the Bais is saying that it's the Raisa. Shtickle Pele here.
Yeah.
Elamai, maybe you could say this Pasuk is only Asmachta, which is what Taisus said before, right? Taisus said before that the whole drasha of Tziva Hashem Lasis is only Asmachta Balam. It's Takana Doiraisa. Okay, so according to that, it's good. It's still the Rabbanan. Yeah, Power, it was the Rabbanan, it's still the Rabbanan. Even Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanan, right? Efshir, even the drasha of Bezait is only the Rabbanan. But the problem is, according to the Ritva, and the Rambam, that they said, that we saw, they hold that the drasha of Miluim of Yom Kippur is Doiraisa, yeah, it's not Asmachta Balma. So obviously, also the Parah is Doiraisa, if we're learning from this pasuk. They're talking about this drasha. The Ritva says, the drasha of Miluim of Tziva Hashem Lasis is a drasha Doiraisa, drasha Gmur, not like Toisvis. So who also the Parah Aduma is Doiraisa if it's coming from here. No, so it's a steer in the Braisa. The Braisa starts off saying that the Parah is only the Rabbanon, only the for the Parah of Yom Kippur, we have a pasuk, and then all of a sudden you bring another pasuk that also Parah is Doiraisa. So is Parah Doiraisa or the Rabbanon? What's going on? So that's all over here on the Braisa. Chacha according to the Ritva. Now, so Taka, the Ritva himself is being oimid on this Ve'oimir, but the Ritva is asking a different kasha. The Ritva asks, how did we start off this Braisa? How did this Braisa come in here? Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara brought a Braisa to support Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, right? Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold that we learn from Miluim? Do we learn from Miluim Yom Kippur and Parah Aduma according to Rabbi Yochanan? So we talk ahead of Gemara about it in Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Dav Gimel Amud Beis said that Rabbi Yochanan mos nichado lasis lechaper elu ma'isi yom kippurim. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yochanan that is coming from Miluim, he holds that we only learn from there Yom Kippur, not Parah Aduma. Where is the then preacher of Parah Aduma coming from? Right, the Gemara asked there. So what did Gemara say? Ma'ila ba'almahu. So Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds that from this pasuk of Miluim we only learn Yom Kippur and not Parah Aduma. So now here in the Braisa it says Lehedya Lasis Elu Ma'ase Parah Lechaper Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim, that also the Parah Aduma we're learning from there.
Right.
So how is that Tanya Kavosad Rabbi Yochanan? So it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. That's what's bothering the Ritva here. Yeah, frag the Ritva, the Koshe. The Tanya Kavosad Rabbi Yochanan Amrinan, the Rabbi Yochanan Lemos Ne'elu Chado Kedei Isu Le'el. That it's only a raya for the chelik of the Yom Kippur, of the Dimpish of Yom Kippur. It's not mashma. He's saying Tanya Kavosad Rabbi Yochanan, so it's all the way it's supposed to stem with Rabbi Yochanan. Also, Nacha Kasha the Frek the Ritva, the Gemara is going to ask, what does the Braisa need another Nacha pasuk? What's wrong with the first pasuk? In fact, what kind of kasha is this for the first pasuk? We only learn Yom Kippur. We need the second pasuk for adding the Parah Aduma. Zok the Ritva hilkach hanochoin deochigar sinon lasis lechaper elu ma'isi yom kippurim v'chein goyrisim b'toisves. Bekitzur, the Ritva says we're not goyris these words. It's a Tos Sefer. You suppose the real girsa is in the Braisa. Ve'oimer kasher osa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem lasois lechaper elu ma'isi yom kippurim. We're not goyris Parah Aduma here at all. In other words, the drasha of the Braisa here is exactly the same like Rabbi Yochanan's drasha on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that we're only learning from Yom Kippur, not Parah Aduma. Yeah, you have to erase the words ma'isi parah here from the Braisa, right? So that answer, so that's why the Gemara later on asks, so what do you need a new pasuk for it? If anyway, from this pasuk you're only learning Yom Kippur, we already had a pasuk for Yom Kippur. And it also answers the first kasha of the Ritva, how does it stem with Rabbi Yochanan? How is the Tani converse with Rabbi Yochanan? And now it also answers our kasha. What did we ask? We asked, we had a steer in the Brisa. The Brisa starts off that power is the Rabbanon, that the preacher power is the Rabbanon, like Rashi in the Ritva said. Because from Bezais you can't learn power. And then the Gemara, and then the Brisa brings a pasuk for power, which makes it Doiraisa Lichuva. Teretz says, we're not Goyris power.
Wow.
That's what the Ritva said in his kasha, right? So that also answers our kasha. That's Gula's answer. Yinachinami, the Brisa never said power. So power is only the Rabbana. Frag the Gemara. The Ema, where are we? Frag the Gemara, the high Bezois, mi boile legufei. How could you learn from Bezois Yavai Aroin that it's talking about that you need a din prisha by Yom Kippur? You need the word Bezois for what it's talking about in the pasuk there. Bepa ben bako lechatos ve'ayil oilo. Yeah, the hemshich of pasuk there is Bezois Yavai Aroin al kodesh bepa ben bako lechatos ve'ayil oilo. The way Aaron is supposed to come into the kodesh hakodashim on Yom Kippur is with a avaida of a lechatos and ayil oilo. That's the noim, the conditions for going in lifnei v'lifnim. You need to have these kabbonis, right? So what's miyuter in the word bezois? Kipshuta, the word bezois is talking about what the pasuk is talking about. Bezois yavai Aaron with a par on the aisle. What do you see here that it means that he also needs the din prisha? Or he also needs the chinuch, the training. Zog di gimaro amri ile korban lichudei lemekro baze oy beele. My bezois. So. Be'ele, what's the point? Because par and ayil is plural, it's rabbin. So for the Gemara's kilu asking here two hours. First of all, why does it say loshen yachid? Because it should say loshen rabbin. Be'ele, par and ayil. If that's what it's referring to. Second of all, why is it saying loshen nekeva bezois? It should say loshen zachar bezeh. Why? Zokt Rashi, because par and ayil are both zecharim, both loshen zachar. So why is it saying bezois loshen nekeva? Shamis mino tate vaistois. The pasuk is using this lashon here to inachinami. Kipshuti, it's talking about the power of ayil, but it's using this lashon of bezeis lashon yochid nekeva to also dash and to also refer to the din prisha. So how does that answer the kasha on the lashon? So why for that lashon nekeva stims? If the bezeis is talking about the prisha, so why is that explain? How does that explain why we're using here lashon nekeva, lashon yochid? We understand it's a single thing. Why loshen nekeva? Zok Rashi, prisha loshen nekeva. Taka prisha loshen nekeva. Now, the etzem drasha of bezois. So what are we saying here? That's not only referring to what it's mentioned in the pasuk, but it's also referring to another condition that is not mentioned here. It's mentioned beinyan. My he, the bride, we saw before, my beinyan, beinyan demiluim. What's the pshat in this drasha? The Gemara just explained that Vaistois, the Bezois, is referring to more than just what it says in the Pasuk, more than the Par and Ayil. It's referring to something additional. But how do you know that it's talking about the Parshas Miluim? How do you know that it's talking about the Din Prisha? This is Parshas Miluim is not here. This is not in Parshas Miluim here. The Bezois of the Aaron is in Parshas Achrimois, and the Parshas of Miluim is in Parshas Shmini. Parshas Tzav, Shmini. So what's the Shaykhis? So how do you know? I understand. You know that it's also referring to something in addition to the Pasuk. But how do you know Parshas Miluim? Maybe it's talking about Sinai. Maybe it's talking about all kinds of things. Yeah. What's the Shaykhis? So you saw the and the Lashon that was saying Mashomu Beinian. Bezois is Mashomu Beinian. There's something that is Inyana that we learn it from. What's the Inyana Miluim? What's the Shaykhis? What's the Shaykhis? It wasn't Yom Kippur, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Miluim. So what's going on? No. It's not written in the same place in the Torah, it wasn't the same date. What's the Shaykhis?
We spoke in the beginning that there's a connection between.
So you're saying, Lefi the Yisai that we mentioned, that is right, that the Shmini de Miluim has a Pseudin Yom Kippur Azai, there's a connection be'etzim between Yom Kippur and Shmini de Miluim, Gabi Defindinim, so you're saying, so Efshe, that's the Pshat. That be'inyan amud miluim, that we want, that there's something that is me'inyan of Yom Kippur, because also there we find that there was dinim of Yom Kippur. I hear, efshur, that could be a mahaloch. The Yerushalmi has a different teretz on this kasha. Yeah, this is the kasha of the Yerushalmi already. Yerushalmi is asking, who said Miluim? Bezais is referring to something, but who said Miluim? So where are you Yerushalmi about it? Yeah, there was once a yeshiva of Gustman. He was a Talmid of Shimon Shkop. Someone once saw him learning a keseder when he was learning the sugya in the Bavli, preparing a shiur. His keseder looking up the Yerushalmi. So he asked him, where's this coming from? You know, the minig is, you look up the Rishonim, or what is it? Where's this coming from, this minig that you can say you're looking up the Yerushalmi, you're learning Bavli now? So you know what he answered him? The Yerushalmi is Eichta Rishon. Yeah? So there's a Rishon here, the Yerushalmi, that says this, that asked this Kasha, and it's Taka brought down here in the Rishonim, if not, it's brought down this Yerushalmi, takes Rishonim and the Ritva. So Yerushalmi says a very, 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 very interesting teretz. Listen to this. Yeah, you have to open a chumash for this. What's the lashon haposuk there? When the pasha's Achrei Moshe starts, the pasha of Yom Kippur. How does the pasha start? Right, Achrei Moshe says Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron. When did Bnei Aaron die?
By the
Shmini Miluim, right? Yeah. And what is the Torah saying about it? Daber Hashem el Moshe Achim Moshe Nei Bnei Aaron Vayemer Hashem el Moshe Daber Aaron Vali Yavet B'chol Eisol HaKodesh Bezais Yavet Aaron Al HaKodesh Zalkti Yerushalmi. If we say, see that Bezais, this Bezais is referring to something more than the Pasuk of Nord, what is it referring to? Something that is Minyana, that is mentioned before. What was mentioned before? Achim Moshe Nei Bnei Aaron, the day of Mises Bnei Aaron, which is the day of the Miluim. So that's the Tzishta to the Bezais.
You spoke about this in the beginning of the Sukkah.
No. So that's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi is touching up this brisa. The drasha of Bezais, it makes a lot of sense. It's something davar ha'omu be'inyan, like we saw before. Masha omu be'inyan. Where is it omu be'inyan? This is Pashas Achlimot. It's coming after Tazriya and Mitzoyra. The Miluim is way before. It's Pashas Shmini, Pashas Tzav. How is this omu be'inyan? There it is, because it's omu be'inyan. Achlimot Shnei Bnei Aaron, which happened to the Shmini Miluim. So that's the connection. So Vaisis, when the Mitzoyra is saying Bezais, it means the din that we had in that event of Mises Bnei Aaron of the Miluim. Frag the Gemara. My ve'oimer. Yeah, we're almost finished. My ve'oimer. Why is the Braisa bringing another pasuk? What do you need another pasuk for? You already have the pasuk of Bezais. Such a fancy drasha. What do you need another pasuk? V'chi taimo yoyim ha-kippurim. Zog the Gemara teretz. V'chi taimo yoyim ha-kippurim. Kamo hu deboi prisho. Kede ashkechon be'miluim. Kede ashkechon be'miluim.
Only one time.
Miluim was a one-time thing. So even if you're shtelling it to Yom Kippur through the Bezais, but maybe it's only talking about the first Yom Kippur, which is what the Torah is talking there about. Bezais Yavei Aaron is the first time Moshe was Metzave Aaron in the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So in the first time it happened, he was telling him, you, Aaron, you have to, in the first time, you have to come, you have to first do Prisha, just like we had by Miluim. Aval b'yom kippurim de'al maloi. Who said it's a din l'dayris that in every Yom Kippur you need that? Miluim was only one time thing, so maybe also this is a one time thing. The first time you have avodas Yom Kippurim. Zog di gemara. Yeah, so that's one reason why that's we know we need the second pasuk, because the second pasuk is already telling you a din l'dayris. Yeah, because we see it's a lashon asi. Then look, we added it's a lashon tzivui. It's l'dayris. Takan l'dayris. Inami. Koin Godl Kamo, another reason why we need a second pasuk. Inami Koin Godl Kamo hu de boy prisha. Avel Koin Godl be'alma loy. Toshma kasha also vichule. What's this have, Amino? Zok Rashi, we would think Koin Godl Kamo. Who's the Koin Godl Kamo? Aaron Koin. Aaron Levadoi Kol Yomov. Yeah. So what's the difference between this and the first mahaloch? Before we said we would have a have Amino maybe. Only on this first Yom Kippur you need this din prisha. But then throughout the whole 40 years of the Midbar, there was a lot of Yom Kippurs that you didn't need, even then you didn't need prisha. Yeah. The second half, I mean, is being more, is larger. He's saying, Efshur, Kol Yemei Aaron HaKoyim, you need this din prisha. Not only in the first Yom Kippur, all the Yom Kippurs, but only Aaron HaKoyim himself, only the first Kohen Gadol. Just like the Miluim was Aaron HaKoyim, the din prisha of the Miluim, so also the din prisha that we apply into Yom Kippur is only by Aaron HaKohen himself. Aval doyres habayim, zokt Rashi, loy sinhoik, shaloy nemar ela Aaron. Yeah? Yeah. Taka Rashi is adding here a reason why it should be Dafka by Aaron, because it says Bezois Yovei Aaron. Yeah? Before we said because the Miluim was only one time. Here we're saying because here it's not only one time. You're saying it's going to be many Yom Kippur throughout the Abayim Shon of the Midbar. So it's not only one time. But what's the point, Aaron? Zok Tvashi, because it says Bezois Yovei Aaron. We're learning it from Bezois. And it says Aaron, so maybe it's Dafka. Didn't Aaron? Komashma and the other Pasuk, that it's Ledai Reis, that it's also about the future coming Gedoidim. Now this is Taka, you see, if you're saying in the second Pasuk, Yichura here, if the drasha from the second Pasuk is just Tziva Hashem Lasis, because it says Loshen Osid, how do you see that it's not only Aaron? How do you see in the second Pasuk that it's not only Aaron? The second Pasuk is saying Loshen Osid. Okay, just like you need it now, you're going to need it in all the Yom Kippurs of your lifetime. But who said you also need it by other Kayanin Gedoidim? How in the second Pasuk you see that it's not only Aaron? So the way we said, because in the second Pasuk it says Loshen Tzivui. Tzivui is Ledaivais, right?
That's very close.
But according to Rashi, you don't have to come on to that, because Rashi says the whole half of it was because by Bezois, it says Bezois Yovei Aaron. In the second Pasuk it doesn't say Aaron, so Mechitex it should be Dafka Aaron. Adka.